I look back here in Psalm 23, continue our preaching through this psalm and trying to be a help to us. I tell you again this morning, mighty high service, and I believe what the Lord's got for us in this psalm, that help us walk in between the shouts, amen? And you do need that, and I need that. I need them handfuls of purpose where we shout and it gets high, and then I need that which is going to help me walk right, amen, in between them times, amen? And so I appreciate the goodness of God. Psalm 23 in beginning, in verse number 1, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight again for the opportunity to be in your house. I thank you for the good song of Zion and how they have ministered grace to our hearts tonight. I pray now for just a little while, you'll give me a traveling man through the scriptures. I pray, give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Anoint me by the Holy Ghost to preach tonight. What you've laid upon my heart, I pray, prepare each listener's ears, mind, and hearts have to receive what is to be preached tonight. I pray for that's lost here tonight. Have the Holy Ghost to convict them, and Lord, they'd be saved. Help us now tonight, and Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. We've been preaching through Psalm 23, and we've already looked in verse 1 that Christ is a shepherd. Shepherd, that is personal. And I am glad he's a personal shepherd tonight. Amen. And then the last time we looked there in verses 1 and 2 that Christ is a shepherd that provides. And he does provide. He provides rest and refreshment. And I thank him for that. Everything we have comes from the hand of the Lord. Somebody said, "Well, preacher, I work hard to have everything I got." Well, God gives you the strength and God gives you the ability to work. Amen. So it's still from his hand. Whatever you and I have, God has provided that for us. But here tonight, I'm interested in verse 2 and 3 where the Bible said he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the pass of righteousness for his name's sake. And I want to preach tonight by the help of the Lord on this subject of Christ is a shepherd that proceeds. Christ is a shepherd that proceeds. You say, what do you mean? Well, it said he leadeth me. And so our shepherd, he leads from the front. A shepherd doesn't drive sheep, and the shepherd don't direct sheep from the middle of them, but he leads in the front. He goes before. Can I say this and hear me? You have experienced this. You have lived this. When you and I try to lead, when you and I try to call the shots, we always make a mess. Amen. We always find ourselves doing what we should not do. But if we'll just simply follow the shepherd. Amen. Hey, that's why I'm preaching this tonight. It's good to shout, but it's good to be reminded that you need to follow the Lord. Amen. Hey, it is not about us, but it's about him, for he is the shepherd. Amen. Oh, I begin to think sheep must be led. I keep stressing this. Sheep don't have the ability to lead theirself. They must be led. Home and pigeons can fly hundreds of miles straight to home. My friend geese can fly thousands of miles and return home. Cats and dogs can find their way home, but not sheep. sheep must be led. And the one that leads is the shepherd. Amen. And I will throw this out too. This will help us. Sheep never lead the shepherd. Amen. I'll say that again. You need to hear it. Sheep never lead the shepherd. You're never going to tell God what to do. Amen. That's right. Hey, he's the one that must do the leading. I'll be honest for all of us. How about that? How many times have we and I tonight get down to pray and begin to tell God how to fix our problem? Now, Lord, if you do this, this, and this, that'll be great. And do you ever notice he don't never do it? He does it another route. Amen. Why? The shepherd knows best. That's right. So sheep never lead the shepherd. Matter of fact, I'll read you some verses tonight. Jesus dealt with the religious crowd. Here's what he said in Matthew chapter number 15 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. He said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Hey, if sheep try to lead sheep, we're all going off the cliff. Amen. But if the shepherd leads, it's going to be all right. Amen. Matter of fact, let me read you a verse over here in Proverbs 14, verse 12. The Bible said in Proverbs 14, 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He thought that was so important that he said it again in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25. He said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When you and I think we know what direction to go, we think we should be able to control everything. Hey, he reminds us, it's death, it's destruction with our path that we choose. Amen. But the shepherd knows what's best. Now, I thought about this too. Now, hear me right here. Hear me real good, especially you young Christians. You being led by the shepherd is proof that you belong to the shepherd. Amen. Preacher, I've been struggling about my salvation. Well, have you been led by the shepherd? Because you see, you don't lead nobody else's flock. Amen. See, the Bible said this over there in John at chapter number 10 and verse number 3 through 5. Listen to these verses. He said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Hey, proof that we belong to the Lord is that we follow him. Now, let me read you a verse here in Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. The Bible said there, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you're here tonight and you're struggling with the assurance of salvation, I ask you a question. Has the Lord ever led you? Amen. Have you, and can you look and say, yes, preacher, the Lord has led me to witness. The Lord has led me to pray. The Lord has led me to testify. Preacher, I know God touched my heart and said, well, guess what? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So us following the shepherd is proof that we belong to him. Amen. Hey, a rebellious heart that's just always rebellious, it will not follow. There's something wrong. Amen. But we find that the sheep follow the shepherd. Now, I want to stress this to you again tonight. Listen to me. There's three things as we are contemplating, thinking about how Christ is the shepherd that precedes. He goes before. Three things. First of all, he is the leader. He's the boss. Amen. Not me, not you. I'm careful when I often say, and I want you to learn to be careful. A lot of times we say, that's my church. I do understand what we mean. That's where we belong. That's where we attend. We love those people. But it, when you just get to reality, it's not my church. It's not your church. It's the Lord's church. Amen. It belongs to him. He paid the price. Not me, not you. So it is the Lord's church. Well, we are sheep of his pasture. Amen. He is the leader. Not me, not you. The Lord is the shepherd, is the leader. The Bible said he, in Psalm 23, verse 2 and verse 3, he leadeth me. Oh, friend, happy day when you as a child of God just fall in line behind the shepherd. He is the leader. The Bible tells us, again, back here in John 10, you're going to find in this study, we're going back John 10 over and over again. I'll read them verses again. It said there, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he put it forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He is the leader. Amen. Oh, friend, you let anybody else do the leading, you always find yourself in trouble. Amen. I want to throw this out to you. Hear me right here. If you get following other sheep, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to be in danger. That's right. I've seen it over and over again. Sheep get to see one going off this way, so if it's all right then to go, I'll go. You get following that other sheep, you always get in trouble. You better stay with the shepherd. You better follow the leader. Amen. So in this, Christ is the shepherd that proceeds. He is the leader. Well, let me say this also. He is the lookout. That's why he's out front. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows what lies ahead of us. Now, here's one thing that's hard for our minds to grab, but it is true. God is not in time, he is in eternity. And him sitting in the high and lifted up place of heaven, outside there in eternity, he is looking into time. Now, all time to him looks the same. There's no, hey, it's all right there. He knows what lies ahead. That's one reason it's so important that we follow him. God is not in heaven popping tongues, biting his nails, scratching his head, saying, what am I going to do now? Here's their situation. What am I going to do? Oh, he's very much still God, and he still much knows what's needed. Amen. You and I, hey, listen to me. I mentioned the other Sunday, and I was telling you the truth. There are times I don't know how to pray. Amen. When somebody said, pray about a situation, I get looking at it, and sometimes, Brother Bill, I don't know how to pray about it. But I know this, the shepherd knows what's best. Amen. Why? He is the lookout. He is looking ahead. He is looking around. Now, somebody said, well, preacher, what is the shepherd looking for? Well, let me throw some things at you. He's looking first for green pastures, that place of feeding. He's looking for still waters. Hey, he knows where the good grazing's at. Amen. Do you know what God does for us here at Gateway? He lets us come into his pasture. He lets us graze. He's got what we need. Amen. See, some of you, if you came tonight thinking that tonight was going to be identical to this morning, you're probably going to leave so disappointed. And you're probably sitting there disappointed. Nod your little heads. Amen. Well, God don't duplicate himself. Amen. God knows what we need every Sunday. He is leading us to the green pastures and the still waters that will help us. Not only is he as that lookout taking us to green pasture water, but he's looking out for viper pits. That shepherd, as he goes ahead, he is looking that ground over well, because there could be a snake there and a den of them snakes. And I don't know about you, but only good snakes are dead. Amen. You say, would you ever handle one? With a shovel, a hoe, a stick. Amen. I don't like snakes. Well, you know what? Those vipers are deadly. They have poison in them. And if they bite the sheep, that sheep could die. Well, your shepherd is so wise and so loving that he's looking, because, hey, you think this path would be good, but, hey, he knows that's full of snakes. Amen. Hey, and you could get viper bit. Amen. So he's looking out for viper pit. He's looking out for just pits and holes in general. Do you understand that sheep can get cast? You say, what's that? They fall over on their back and they cannot get back up on their feet. If the shepherd don't pick them up and set them back up, they'll die on their back. And if they stumble in a little pit, stumble into a hole, a little hole in the ground, if the shepherd with that staff don't rescue them, they're going to die there. Well, he's trying to keep us away from those things. That's why he's out front. Amen. When you thought you knew the way, did you ever find yourself in a pit? Amen. Hey, the shepherd's on the lookout for those kinds of things. Hey, he's looking out also for cliffs. Hey. You know one thing about sheep, Baptist sheep. We like living life on the edge. Say amen, nod your head. We like that life on the edge. We'll just see how close, Brother Tim, we can get without falling off. Amen. Now, that you, that rest of you have arrived and you're more spiritual, you pray for the rest of us that live on the edge too much. Amen. Well, the shepherd's looking out for those cliffs, because they know, hey, we'll fall off to our doom. We'll wreck our lives. So the shepherd's trying to keep us away from those cliffs. Matter of fact, I'll say this, and I'll get back to it in another one of the messages. One of the purposes of a shepherd having a sling and a stone, listen to this, not only to kill an enemy, but he'll use that stone to spook a sheep back in line. He'll hit it on the other side where that sheep will jump and go back the other direction. If a sheep gets too close to the cliff, he's going to make sure it'll spook him back over. Amen. Sometimes, have you noticed, you hit them moments in your life and you get spooked for a second. God, I'm going to tell you something. Everything's got purpose in it. God sometimes just trying to get you steered in the right direction. Amen. Hey, we get living too much on the edge. Amen. He's looking out for, hey, he's looking out for poisonous weeds, and he's looking for bitter water and deadly water. You know what? Look up here. Sheep are not that intelligent. They don't know the difference between good grass and poisonous weeds. They'll eat anything. They will. They'll eat it to their death. Do you know what? Listen to me tonight. God in his mercy looks out for us. He don't want you feeding on the wrong things. Amen. Hey, he don't want you involved in things that'll make you bitter. Amen. Hey, he's also looking out for lions and bears and wolves that will devour us, tear us apart. Hey, he's looking out for thieves. And John talked about those thieves. He said they'll come in to steal, kill, and destroy. Hey, the shepherd's out front. He knows where the enemy's at. He knows where those thieves are at. Oh, so we see he's the leader. And we see, my friend, he's the leader. And then we see that he is the lookout. But then let me say number three. I want to look at his leading just a moment. He is leading us. He leadeth me. Well, let's look for a moment here at where he leads just a minute. I'm just trying to feed you a little bit tonight. He leads us, according to Psalm 23:3, in the paths of righteousness. The paths of righteousness. Where is the Lord leading? He's leading us into right paths, into righteousness and holiness and sanctification. He is leading us. Now, let me say this to you tonight. Don't you ever blame God for one of your sins. God doesn't lead anybody to sin. Amen. How do you know? James chapter 1 and verse 13. He said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Hey, he ain't going to tempt you to sin. If you're being tempted to sin, it is the flesh, the devil, and the world. Because the Lord leads in righteousness. He leads away from sin. He wants you to get as far away from sin as possible. Amen. Hey, he leads in the right path, in the highway of holiness, in the straight and narrow. He is leading us in the path of righteousness. Hey, he's leading us into truth. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I want the Lord to guide me and I want to know what truth is. Well, good news. He leads into truth. The Bible said there in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Somebody said, now wait a minute. The Lord's my shepherd. That said the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. Well, who is the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So it's the shepherd. Amen. He guides into truth. You know, I've seen a lot of folks say they want no truth, but they really don't want no truth. Because when you say, well, the Bible said, I don't care what the Bible says. Now, I've had them tell me that before. You talk to them about some kind of doctrine ain't right. Well, I don't care what that Bible said. This is what I've always believed about. Well, it don't matter what you've always believed about something. It's what this Bible says about it. Amen. The Bible's truth. And the Lord, the shepherd, will lead you into truth. Oh, he'll lead you to those green pastures. He'll lead you to the fold. Now listen, I'm gonna deal with something with where he's leading us sometime. This may sound strange, but listen right here. He leads up the mountains. Now, in 2008, me and Renee had the opportunity to be in the Holy Land, and we also went into a neighboring country and visited there. While we were there one day eating a meal, I looked out the window of the restaurant, and there goes a shepherd, and he's got sheep right behind him. And they're getting up, there's a little bit of a path, but it's a rocky path. And they're trying to get up. And sometimes them sheep, their feet get to kicking and they just keep a pulling going. And the shepherd keeps a leading them. He keeps a calling them. Hey, sometimes the Lord's going to lead you up into a steep place, a hard place in your life. You hear me? Hey, he also leads down into the valley. Now, we don't like valleys. Now, we like them valley songs, but we don't like the valleys. But them valleys are important. They're helping us. You say, preacher, the valley I'm in is a desert land. It's a desert place. Well, hey, listen to me. The Lord leads you to desert places too. Oh, now, preacher. No, God wouldn't lead you to a desert place. What do you do with his disciples? He led them to a desert place to get away from everybody. He said, we're going to this desert place to get apart. Hey, don't tell me God won't lead you to a desert place. Sometimes he's leading us, getting us to a good green pasture. Amen. Sometimes he's leading us through those things that we'll depend upon him more. That's right. Man, when it's going good, we don't depend on nobody but our own self. That's right. Can I just throw this out? When you're at them great spiritual highs of your life, you're at the greatest danger in your life you've ever been. Because it's those moments we get content. We get so satisfied and we're enjoying the moment that we forget we're still in this old rotten world. And we've got to be led. We can't do it by ourselves and we can't stand still. We must be led. Well, he leads through the desert. He leads in the hot sun, and he leads also by the shade tree. Hey, he leadeth us. Hey, we find where, the way he leads. I want to talk about that just a minute. He leads us in love and kindness and gentleness tonight. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 40 and verse 11. And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom. And listen to this. And shall gently lead those that are with you. Hey, with love and kindness and gentleness, he leads us. You say, preacher, don't the Lord drive? No, he don't drive. He leads. I remember reading one time, a fellow said he was out somewhere and he saw some sheep going out, and look, there's a man behind them with a stick, and he thought, man, I thought shepherds always lead. And he asked a fellow that. He said, that ain't the shepherd, that's the butcher. He's a driving them to their death. You hear me? The Lord ain't driving you to your death. He is leading you to the place that's best. Now, I'm going to throw something out to you that I preached one night in revival in the Kingsport area last week. You've got a choice. You can have good or you can have best in the Christian life. Did you hear what I just said? You can have good or you can have best. It's your choice. A lot of folk are down here with just good. It can be best. Amen. And how? By the way he leads us and where he leads us tonight. And then let me say this, and I'm about done. Why he leads us. We find that in Psalm 23 and verse 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hey, do you understand that our Lord's name is on the line by the way and where he leads us? That's right. He is so interested that he's put his name on the line. Hey, and by the way, God's holy. And he's too holy to do anything wrong. Amen. Hey, we find that he leads us because it's for his name's sake. Let me give you this and I'm done. I've just been trying to feed you a little bit, give you something to remind you we need the Lord to lead us. Oh, here's just some closing statements and I'm done. Because we talk about Christ as the shepherd that precedes. If we want him out there as shepherd and all, can I say three things? One, we must be willing to be led. Did you get that? We must be willing to be led. A lot of folk ain't willing to be led. That's why they ain't led. They won't say, well, God won't lead me. God won't help me. You don't want to be led. I'm not being ugly. I'm telling you what, like it is. Your old will has got you where you won't follow the shepherd like you should. If you're going to follow, you're going to have to be willing to be led. Because see, them places he leads, they ain't all sunshine and roses. Some of them are heart dry places. Are you listening to me? Not only must be willing to be led, but number two, we must follow the shepherd. If you won't follow him, you're going to just be in a mess all your life. Number three, we must not run ahead, linger behind, or wander off. We got to stay with the shepherd. Somebody said, well, preacher, I won't do that. I'm willing to do all that. How can I accomplish it? Well, here it is in a nutshell, and I'm done. If you want to accomplish this, you want God to lead you. I wonder tonight, you really want the Lord to lead you? You say, the Lord is my shepherd, preacher. I want him to lead me. How can I accomplish it? How can I make sure that takes place? Three things. Man, if you don't get nothing else I said, that you get these three things. If you really want the Lord to lead you, these three things are a necessity. Number one, we must be obsessed with the shepherd. We must be obsessed with the shepherd. Everybody look up here. You're obsessed with something. You are obsessed with some of you's TV. You'd die before you mess your TV program. Some of you's your phone. Now don't get quiet, I'm a mountain preacher. Remember, we back up and we have to hit it again. Amen? I mean, you're just obsessed with Facebook and you're obsessed with all these candy games and all this other stuff. We all right? Well, if you want to be led by the Lord, you're going to have to get obsessed with Him. You got to say, it's Him or I die. It's Him or I can't do it. I can't make it. You must be obsessed with the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to be first. He has to be center. He has to be your life. We see we must be obsessed with shepherd. Number two, we must observe the shepherd. Where is he at? Is he going left? Is he going right? Is he got us wanting to turn around and go the other way? Observe what he's doing. What's the Lord doing at that moment? You say, well, preacher, looks like the Lord ain't going nowhere. We're standing still. Well, guess what? Stand still. Amen. If he ain't moving, you don't move. We must observe the shepherd. Number three, we must obey the shepherd. If he says it's time to go, gives the call to move out, you better get to moving. If he gives the call to stop, then you better stop. We must obey the shepherd. Oh, I'm glad the Lord is my shepherd tonight. What about you? Christ is a shepherd that proceeds. Father, take this message tonight. Use it for your honor, your glory. I've tried my best to instruct and feed your people tonight as you've instructed my heart. Lord, in this stillness tonight, I'm asking you to help some Christian go ahead and purpose in their heart. They're going with you. I pray, Lord, for that child of God that is at a crossroads, Lord, that they just wait on you. Oh, Lord, you know the way we just need to follow. And Lord, everything you do, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I want you to stand. We're going to sing an invitational song. If you're not saved, I beg you to come be saved. But I preach mostly to saved folk tonight. Do you really want the Lord to lead you? Do you really want to bring glory to God tonight? Maybe tonight you've been in a place that's been a time of confusion, a time of struggle, a time of battle. Won't you come get near the shepherd tonight? He goes before us. He leads us if we'll allow him. While we sing, folk are coming. You come.